This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
You know, at the end of the Indy 500, where the guy goes around the course and he waves at everybody, and then he drop milk bottle on his head or something. I don't have any milk for Mayor-elect Garnett Johnson, but if I did, I'd be tossing it his way right now. Congratulations, Mayor-elect Johnson. How are you, sir?
Austin, I'm fine. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I appreciate you.
Oh man, your voice, I can hear it. It's getting a little weak. You've been talking nonstop for the last 24 hours.
We have been. You know, gosh, for the last it seems like 8 months we've been talking, and you're right, the voice is a little weak. But you know, we're still out working and plan on continue working tomorrow, and at some point later in this weekend, my wife and I gonna get away with some friends and just relax a little bit.
Very, very good. I know there are a lot of folks out there you want to thank, and I don't want to press you too much, and I want to let you get out of here so you can get some rest. But the thing that really sticks with me is the enormous mood for change in Augusta, Richmond County. And, you know, not to beat a dead horse too much, and there's nothing really that can be done other than wait out his eventual departure. But the current mayor has just really made a mess of things. And for so many people, looking at the ticket, particularly the two of you that were left in the runoff, there was a stark contrast in status quo and a new outlook, a new change. You have run a business. You've made payroll. You've worried about making payroll.
A lot of nights.
You did not have the ability when COVID hit to run outside and shake the money tree the way that the government did. The government can write a check, you know, no matter what's going on. They never run out of money. You actually had to navigate the real world, and I think that carries with it enormous value.
You know,
I think the voters saw that.
Yeah, you know, it does. I tell you, being a small business owner, being an entrepreneur certainly is a different pedigree in that it's all up to you to execute a strategy to not only protect your team but take care of your customers, and I think that's benefited me in winning this race.
If you had to sum it up in one or two highlights as to what you learned while you were on the campaign trail, what was the number one priority from the majority of the folks that you talked to as you visited so many different neighborhoods over the course of the last 6 months?
Yeah, you know, I've always said that, you know, I've always been a person once I give my word, I stand by it. I'm always taking a very conservative approach to not making over promises. And just telling people who I am. And once people realized that I was genuine in my message and that I was genuinely interested in moving this community as a whole forward, it resonated with folks. And I can't tell you the number of conversations we've had with our seniors about all of their concerns, about how they go about their day-to-day lives and paying for some of the simplest things like medicine and paying the light bill. And just being concerned with these high gas prices and inflation. And if there's any message, it's been that one. They, you know, it just resonated with me that they want someone who's going to stand on their side to make sure that they're being great stewards of the taxpayer.
I told George a few minutes ago, said the only change I would make, your great commercial, you and the truck. Did you ever name the truck? You need to name the truck. We need to, you know, maybe get Mrs. Johnson to name the truck. So we need the truck needs to be a character in your commercials when you run for election in 4 years. Right. And the fact that you're driving that and not a city vehicle, and that you're going to pay for your own gas, which, by the way, might break all of us worse. Right. You sure you don't want some of that city gas?
No.
I'm not elected. I don't live in Augusta. I might ask for some city gas. That's how bad it's getting. But, again, it speaks volumes. And I think people notice that. You went up. This was David beating Goliath, man. I mean, yeah. Here's a guy who's had name recognition out the wazoo for, you know, the last 12 years. He has gotten the backing of most of the major quote unquote powers that be behind the scenes, powers that be. But you plug together one of the most unique quilts of support and different personalities. How much different does it get than Bob Young and Marion Williams, Austin Rhodes and Charles Walker, Deke Copenhaver and Charles Walker, for that matter? I mean, these are incredibly different personalities, and they all came together behind you.
You know, they did, and, you know, that's who we are as a person. You know, as I mentioned, being a sales guy, you have to bring people with very different backgrounds and opinions together for the common cause of getting a project or something accomplished, and I've always prided myself in that. And as mayor, we're gonna continue that. You know, George Diaz with the Georgia Strategy Group early on came aboard and said, you know what, we have to create a plan to win this race. We knew that we could win it and that we would be competitive, but we just had to put the right strategy together and get my name recognition out. And as I've said, I've intentionally tried to stay under the radar from a public perspective. As in, my wife Tony and I have been focused on growing a small business, surviving. It wasn't important for us to be popular. However, we made moves civically. You know, we serve on these boards at the chamber and various boards throughout.
I'm going to put her on the spot.
Sure.
Tony, come over. Ms. Johnson, come over. Sit in that chair right there. I gotta ask you something. My wife, believe it or not, and she should never be, this every now and again gets a little bit sensitive, not about anything that I've actually said because she gets mad at me and stuff like that. She can't stand it when folks make stuff up about me. She's ready to go to war over that. How difficult was it for you, his wife of how many years?
25, September 6th.
You don't look old enough to kind of raven. I don't know what it is with some of us men around here. We're married way over our heads. You, me, and George, and Minnesota might be that man. So you heard so many nasty things about your husband, the man that you've known for all these years, your father, your children. How many times do you want to roll up your sleeves and run out the door?
You have no idea how many times. But being a woman of faith and keeping composure and doing the right thing was most important to me. And making Garnet promise me that he will stay focused on what is needed in the community to make a difference for all the Augustans, that suppressed anything that I could have done that wouldn't have been positive. So it's hard to keep still.
You got a message you want to send to any of those naysayers out there that have been talking him down these last 6 months and saying he didn't have a chance and Kendrick was going to beat him and all this, that, and the other?
All I have to say is that I pray for him and hope that everybody can come together collectively for the betterment of Augusta-Richmond County to move our city forward, because we can do it. We're better together than apart.
No doubt. Well, again, God is good, and the good news is the vast and overwhelming majority of the folks that I've heard from are all very positive. Even if they were, you know, pulling for Stephen Kendrick, they said, okay, race is over with. Let's have a bright day moving forward. And by the way, I'm going to tell you, there's one promise that your husband made I'm going to hold him to.
What's that?
He owes me a lunch. I said, hey, I don't ever let a candidate buy me lunch. I always pick up the tab. And Ramon Lankin owes me one too, because he never got me on the backside on that one. But you and I are go out soon, and I'm having the double cheeseburger this time.
That sounds good.
He only ate one order of sushi when we were at the sushi place. I got a double order. But
that's right.
I'm hitting him up for the double cheeseburger. And by the way, that'll be on him. It won't be on the city of Augusta.
Well, if he happens to forget Austin, you can find me.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I just show up at your house one night for dinner and let you handle it. That might be the better way to do it.
Welcome anytime.
Listen, I appreciate you. And congratulations, you and Mrs. Johnson, your entire family. Proud of what you've done. And here's to hoping better days for the city ahead.
Thank you again, Austin. It really means a lot.
Garnet Johnson, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.